Boston Tea Party. Today is December 16th, 2006. Lucy is visiting her cousin Paul in Boston. Let's go ice skating in Boston Common today, Paul says. What's Boston Common? Lucy asks. It's a big park in downtown Boston, Paul says. It is very famous, because it is the oldest park in the United States. It is a very cold day, so Paul and Lucy wear warm clothes. Paul wears a green jacket, a red hat, and red gloves. Lucy wears a pink jacket, a white hat, and white gloves. They walk from Paul's house to the subway station. There's a bit of snow on the ground. Paul and Lucy arrive at the station. They buy two tickets. The subway arrives. They get on. We have to get off at Park Station, Paul says. It is the oldest subway station in the U.S. The subway arrives at Park Station. Paul and Lucy get off. They walk out of the station. Lucy and Paul are in downtown Boston. There are lots of big buildings and cars. Lucy sees a domed building. That's the State House, Paul says. They walk into the park. Lucy sees several big trees, some statues, and a giant Christmas tree. Wow, that tree is so beautiful, Lucy says. Lucy sees several people ice skating on a frozen pond. That's Frog Pond, Paul says. We can skate on the ice. Oh, it looks like so much fun, Lucy says. Let's get our skates on. I can't wait. Paul and Lucy put their skates on and skate out onto Frog Pond. Paul is a good skater, but Lucy is a beginner. She is very frightened. Hold on to my arm so you won't fall, Paul says. Lucy tries to grab Paul's arm, but she cannot reach him. She slips. Whoa! Lucy falls down and hits her head on the ice. Bang! Everything goes black. Lucy feels dizzy. She hears a voice. Are you okay? Lucy opens her eyes. She is lying on her back. She sees a man with long brown hair. His clothes look old-fashioned. He is wearing a blue jacket and a strange hat. Let me help you up, the man says. He pulls Lucy up. I'm Peter, the man says. Who are you? I'm Lucy, Lucy says. Thanks for helping me. Lucy looks around. She cannot see Paul. The park looks very different. All of the statues are gone. And there are many more trees. Lucy sees a big black horse. The horse is standing beside the pond. What's going on? Lucy asks. Where's Paul? He's probably at the harbor, Peter says. Why would he go to the harbor? Lucy asks. Peter laughs. What a silly question, he says. Do you know what date it is? Well, of course I do, Lucy says. It's the 16th of December, 2006. Peter laughs. 2006, he says. Are you crazy? It's the 16th of December, 1773. Today is the day of the big tea party. What are you talking about? Lucy asks. Get on my horse, and I'll show you, Peter says. Lucy gets on the horse. They ride through town very quickly. The town looks quite a bit different. There are only a few small buildings. The roads are made of dirt. Lucy sees many people riding in buggies. Other people are riding on horses. All of the people are dressed in strange old-fashioned clothes. This is weird, Lucy says. What's going on? Lucy and Peter arrive at a large harbor. There are three big ships in the harbor. They have big white sails. The tea party is going to start soon, Peter says. I don't see any tea shops, Lucy says. Are we going to have a tea party on one of those ships? Lucy sees some men dressed in Native American costumes. They have feather headdresses, tomahawks, and drums. What kind of tea party is this? Lucy asks. I don't see any teapots. Why are those men dressed like Native Americans? This is all very strange. What on earth is going on around here? It's a protest, Peter says. These men are American colonists. They are mad because the British authorities make us pay heavy taxes. Those ships are from Britain. The colonists want to sneak onto the ships and surprise the British sailors. What a great idea, Lucy says. This is very exciting. I have a question, Lucy says. Why is the protest called a tea party? Watch, Peter says. You'll see. Suddenly, the men start beating their drums. They run onto the ships. The British sailors are very surprised. Wild savages, the sailors say. Please don't kill us. We want to live. Give us your tea, the colonists say. The sailors are frightened. You can have all of the tea, they say, but please spare our lives. The sailors give the colonists all of the tea. The colonists dump the tea into Boston Harbor. Splash! The colonists throw 342 crates of tea overboard. We do not want to pay taxes, one of the colonists says. We are going to rule this country ourselves. Everybody claps and cheers. Lucy claps and cheers too. Aha, Lucy says. What a surprise. I understand now. The protest is a big tea party. Boston Harbor is filled with tea. Ha ha ha. Lucy wants to see the tea. She leans her head forward. It's the biggest cup of tea ever, she says. An old man bumps into Lucy by mistake. Lucy falls into the water. Splash! The water is very cold. Somebody please help me, Lucy screams. This water is freezing cold. Lucy tries to swim, but her arms and legs are very tired. She is sinking. This is it, Lucy thinks. I'm drowning. I feel so tired. What can I do? My life is finished. Lucy sinks deeper and deeper. She starts to feel dizzy. Her head hurts. Everything goes black. Lucy hears Paul's voice. Lucy, please wake up, Paul says. Lucy opens her eyes. She is lying in a strange bed. Paul is standing beside her. You're up, Paul says. You look okay. I am very happy. Lucy is very confused. Where am I? She asks. What is going on? You hurt your head, Paul says. You're in the hospital. What year is it? Lucy asks. Why, it's 2006, of course, Paul says. Are you okay? Can I get you something? How about a nice cup of tea? Anything but tea, Lucy says. I never want to hear the word tea again.